This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's big banking's turn in the barrel this week, earnings-wise. Bank of America beat expectations with its report today, $3.4 billion last quarter. Thank you very much. The other day, it was Wells Fargo announcing record profits. And J.P. Morgan, despite all of its troubles, had a better-than-expected bottom line as well. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, all of those numbers deserve a closer look.
Yep, the top line, the takeaway here is positive. Banks' balance sheets are improving. Ken Caro is a finance professor at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business.
You can tell that the banking industry is recovering and our economy is on a recovering path.
Whew, if only I could end there, but not so lucky. Turns out these banking numbers maybe smell a little sweeter than they really are. The effects of the housing crisis linger. Banks are writing fewer mortgages. They're facing lawsuits, government settlements. One thing propping up these earnings reports, a little accounting. Big banks are adding billions of dollars from reserves they'd set aside for loan losses that never came to be. Ann Beatty is an accounting professor at Ohio State University.
Now they're reducing their reserve for the bad loans, and that means that they're going to have a positive income effect.
But to be very clear,
there is no cash flow related to this income that's being recorded. It is a pure accounting effect.
So what's a regular investor to do? Fight back with some math of your own.
You do some accounting. It's not easy to do, and you have to look carefully at financial statements.
David Stoll is a finance professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. He says there's a lot of accounting noise in these earnings reports, obscuring the actual business of banking. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.